4. Hospitalization.
住院流程.
2. Hospital consent form. Listen to the dialogue about signing the hospital consent form and fill in the blanks.
Good afternoon, Mr. Payne. I'm Nurse Jones. I'm here to admit new clients.
Good afternoon, Nurse Jones. Here are my registration records. Nurse Jones checks the records.
Thank you. Here, you are expected to sign the hospital consent form.
Hospital consent form? What is it?
It's about your consent for hospital services.
What do you mean by hospital services?
All the medical treatment and nursing care during your stay, for example, routine blood tests.
How can I be sure that all the services are necessary for me?
Don't worry. The physicians and nurses will communicate the details with you during your treatment and make sure that you understand the purpose.
Sounds reasonable. Okay. Would you please give me a pen?
Here you are.
3. Discharge instructions. Listen to a passage about discharge instructions and tick the items mentioned in the passage.
When patients plan to leave the hospital and end all the medical treatment and nursing care, the healthcare workers give them discharge instructions. The most common instruction is for medication, including new medications to take, how to take them, and their effects and side effects. Suggestions on the patient's daily life are also very important. If the patient is allowed to go back to work, he should be told what type of activities are limited. If the patient can no longer go back to work, the family members should be told how to take care of the patient at home. Another important thing is the follow-up plan. The patient should be informed of when and where to go for follow-ups and how to make follow-up appointments.
5. The admission process.
Read the following passage and do the exercises.
When a patient is admitted to a hospital, he will be given a room and a bed number. The patient will either walk to the ward by himself or be taken there by wheelchair. When he arrives at the nurse station of the ward, a nurse will meet him and perform nursing assessment. She will take the patient's vital signs, ask about his medical history, and do a physical examination in the therapeutic room. If the patient is to receive quick intravenous treatment, the nurse will start an intravenous line for the patient. After the assessment is done, the nurse will lead the patient to the hospital room and take him around. The nurse will show him where the restroom is and how to use the public facilities, such as the microwave oven. Finally, the patient is led to his bed and the nurse will tell him where the call button is and how to make a call for help. 6. The types of hospital stay. Read the following passage and do the exercises.
Patients may be admitted to the hospital for different reasons. Receiving medical treatment, either medication or surgery, is the most common reason for a hospital stay. Some patients may go to hospital for scheduled tests or condition monitoring. Generally speaking, there are two types of hospital stay: scheduled hospitalization and emergency hospitalization. Scheduled hospitalization, also known as expected hospitalization, refers to patients who register their information at the hospital registration office. They will be informed by telephone when a bed is available. In this case, patients and the family can make good preparations for hospitalization. Emergency hospitalization, also known as unexpected hospitalization, refers to patients who do not register but need to be admitted for emergency diagnosis and treatment. They are directly sent to the emergency department for quick medical treatment.
Vocabulary, new words.
Admission.
Consent.
Registration.
Purpose.
Reasonable.
Discharge.
Instruction.
Medication.
Follow-up.
Hospitalization.
Identification.
Insurance.
Dose.
Allergy.
Jewelry.
Perform.
Therapeutic.
Intravenous.
Scheduled.
Register.
Available.
Unexpected.
Rescue.
Maternity.